What's up, people? Your favorite tomato girl is back again on another episode of Chronicles of an Impacto Girl. I'm super excited to be with you guys today because it's another Friday and you're listening to like the voice of one of the finest, barest podcasters in the city of Ibadan, and not just Ibadan, Nigeria. Okay, so over the week it was the International Podcast Day, and it was really amazing because I remember how I started podcasting, and Osha was so sweet because we've really come a long way. It's been a long day. No, not with you, my friend. Like, not without you, because we've actually been together and I think that we've actually come a long way, and it's really amazing how this journey has been. It's not been the best journey so far, but it's been good. It's been progressive, most importantly. Then also, it was also the Independence Day. Yay, Nigeria, happy Independence Day. I don't know why my voice went down, but I don't know. I think the whole Independence Day thing was kind of like mixed feelings for people generally. Like, are we really celebrating freedom and what we claim we are celebrating with the way Nigeria is? But then I feel there's still hope in Nigeria. I just think there's still hope. We shouldn't give up on this nation yet, even if it feels like we actually should have given up already. I'm sure some people have given up, but then today's not a discussion for Nigeria. So back to today's episode. First of all, let me thank everyone that listened to last week's episode. Drum rolls! Shout out to everyone who listened to the episodes. Like, the feedback that came back were really amazing, and I think it was so nice because I was able to pick out today's topic from one of the feedbacks that came in. So I spoke with one of my friends that we went to secondary school together, and she listened to that particular episode, and she was really happy about it because she was like, oh Damalada, thank you, this episode came in timely and all. So if you've not listened to that episode, just pause now. I say pause it and go back. Go and listen to that one first. When you not listen to that one finish, come and play this one. Have you heard me? Have you heard me? Have you heard me? Okay, so, and she called me. She told me she wanted to call me on a video call. And I'm like, okay, this is interesting. And we had like almost about 30 minutes conversation on the podcast of that day, how it was needed. And like I said earlier on, we prayed on this particular, on that episode last week. And she said there was one prayer point that actually said that she needed at that point, which was God should give direction to people that are trying to come through, like people that are trying to stabilize themselves and all. And I'm like, wow, I just prayed wholeheartedly. I didn't pick like, this is what I wanted to do, this is what I wanted to do. And unknown to me, somebody out there actually needed it at that point. And I'm like, that's really amazing. I told a few words that, okay, just make sure you get God involved in it. Just allow him this thing. Don't try and rush and all. But then there was something she said that I was able to coin out, and that was what brought about this topic. She mentioned something our pastor talked about, which was tokens. That was what the topic for today, tokens. And I'm like, okay, this is quite interesting. Okay, so she said something. She said, in as much as we try to find our way in life and all, that we should also learn to celebrate little tokens. You might feel like you are not where you want to be, you've not resolved life, you feel that that situation is too big, oh, you don't have direction yet and all. But then wherever you are, celebrate that particular spot. Celebrate it. It might not be where you want to be, it might not be where your friends are, but still celebrate it. Because she was my, like I said earlier on, she was my secondary school mate, and she was like, if we like gather a lot of people, you realize that some people went to secondary, some people after secondary school, some people went to university, some went to polytechnic, some went to college of education, some did not even go to school, some went to pick up a trade, some are even probably dead and we don't even know something. I don't wish anybody dead, but this is like the harsh reality. And some are like, a lot of things have happened after that point, and you might feel that, oh, you see your classmate and this person is doing very well, while you on the other end, you are not doing so well. And she's like, no, you shouldn't calm down on yourself. Celebrate little wins. Like, celebrate yourself in spite of how small it is. It might be in your career, in your academics, because I don't know if it was we had this conversation, but I remember something about just for instance, now you used to gain 20,000, then all of a sudden your salary went 100,000, but then you are actually excited about it, then you see somebody else that is actually taking 300,000 and you begin to feel bad. You shouldn't feel bad because somebody else is taking 300,000, but you should actually celebrate that, oh, your money even went from 20 to 100, and that's like a big deal for you. So any little progress in your own life, celebrate it. Do not try and compare it to other people. I've come to understand that one of the best joy killers in this world is comparison. If you begin to compare, oh, this person that, you honestly, it kills your joy. You do not even see the good things that God has done for you. So even if it's in your fitness journey, because this fitness journey relates to me personally, even if it's your fitness journey, you used to do 500 skips and the next day or like 2 weeks after, you already start doing 600. It might not be up to like 1,000 that you'd have wanted to do, but celebrate that extra 100 because you did it. You're amazing. You really did it. So that's why I said today I was going to talk about tokens. So whatever it is, no matter how little is it, learn to celebrate your little wins. Do not compare yourself to other people. If you're trying to get direction, you're trying to pray to God about your purpose and how what you want to do, the next step you're about to take and all, just celebrate that little spot you had. Don't feel down and just keep progressing. If you are consistent in whatever thing, even the Bible says that, say that a man diligent in his work, he will stand before kings and not mere men. You have to be consistent, you have to be diligent in whatever it is that you are doing, and God himself is going to pick you out. Like, just say, this one that is just going, just pick a pom pom pom, and you just see, like, you just be fast track. Apostle Solomon said something in one of his messages, I really can't remember, but I just saw that short video on somebody's status, WhatsApp status, and it was about how somebody was, he brought out two people and he's like, okay, these two people are working together, then all of a sudden one of them stops working and the other person keeps going because that other one is already delayed. He says, if that person starts working now and he meets up with the person, I think he said that one is called progress or something, but if God himself should fast track that person, then there is a major difference. So if you keep being diligent in your work, you will see that God is going to lift you up. I've read a lot of success stories from people that the Lord himself has actually helped out, like he has given them direction because they were actually consistent in that trade. So do not give up. Honestly, it might not be easy. It's never easy. Like, I can't count how many times I've given up on a lot of things. It's never going to be easy, but do not give up and learn to celebrate yourself. I hope with these few words of mine, I've been able to convince and not confuse you that tokens actually matter. So if you have something to tell me about this particular topic, I will be expecting your feedback on any of my pages, Instagram. You can send me a DM, KIG with Damola. You can also message me on Twitter, Damola Lagbade, same as Facebook. Then you can send me a message on WhatsApp on 081-8361-5175. Thank you. God bless you.